Most people are familiar with the story of Camelot. Tell me a little about what this version brings to the stage that you think puts a new spin on the story.
Well, Michael Lerner, the son of Alan J. Lerner and Liza Lerner, his sister, they've kind of gone in and taken their father's notes and done some things that are a little different. It's a little more streamlined. It's a little more cinematic. Michael is actually a screenwriter and a screen director, so he's trimmed a lot of the flab and really, I think, underlined the love triangle and underlined, I think, what is at the heart of Arthur's turmoil. And you know, I'm a bit of a younger Arthur, although that's how the role is supposed to be played. He's not supposed to be a statesman. He's not supposed to be in the twilight of his life. In the beginning, he meets Guinevere, so they're young. He creates the Round Table during the course of the play, so he is a king in his prime. He's a warrior king. And so what we've done is try to really make it flesh and blood and make it real and make it very human. And what I love is that Arthur's message, if you will, is he's created the Round Table to bring peace to the world, to put an end to bloodshed, to create a society that is better for his people. And in an election year and at the, you know, the present state of our country, a lot of these really beautiful words resonate quite well with the audience.
That was one thing I've heard mentioned in another interview with you, that there are a lot of overtones in this Camelot that would definitely apply to today and the war in Iraq.
It's, you know what, it's sort of amazing because these words were written in 1960. We didn't go in and rewrite anything, you know. Michael just sort of reshaped it a little bit. But there, you know, there are so many beautiful passages, you know, within the play that, you know, without to overly politicize it, you know, speak to, you know, leadership and speak to, you know, the state of world affairs. You know, at one point Arthur says, you know what, I win every battle and I accomplish nothing, you know. And that's not good enough for him. It's not good enough to be the biggest warrior in the world, you know. He has to find peace. He has to find, you know, a better society, if you will, for everyone. And I think that's, you know, it's a wonderful ideal. And he cannot rest until, you know, he knows that he's left at least that legacy to the world. And that's in the final scene of the play, you know, where at one point he finally says, perhaps people will sit around this world as we did at our table and go questing once more for right and justice and an end to war. You know, and it's a beautiful, beautiful line.
You have played such a wide range of characters. I know you've been acting since you were just a boy. Is getting into this character, I guess maybe your roots include Filipino, Cherokee, and Irish. Maybe you're drawing on some of your Irish roots to get,
you know,
into this?
I'm definitely drawing on the Anglican side of things, you know. And it's funny because every time I just had another daughter, my fourth, you know, and every single time, Indigo is her name. And she's a little blonde-haired girl. Don't know which way the eyes are going to go yet, but, you know, every time I have a new child, I look at them and I go, well, okay, there you go. There's, you know, there's the Scott-Irish side of me yet again, you know, winning out. So, yeah, I'm drawing on that side of myself, but I'm also, you know, just looking at it as an actor who, you know, thinks globally. I've been very fortunate. I've represented so many different communities and, you know, cultures throughout my career. And I look at this as yet another one. Yes, there's a huge iconography, you know, with this role. I mean, I'm playing for the, you know, the King of England, for goodness sakes. And so I try to, you know, I try to subjugate myself to that. I try to present that image of Arthur that people expect, and not Lou Diamond Phillips up there on that stage. You know, it's Arthur. You know, from the program to the advance, you know, publicity to, you know, when they see me standing up there, I want them to see, you know, the King of England and not think of, you know, La Bamba or not think of Young Guns or something like that.
You've won a lot of success in theater, TV, and feature film and have done directing now as well as writing and producing. Let's say if money were no object, which of those roles and which media would you be spending the most of your time and why?
Wow, that's so hard to say because, I mean, I truly love every branch of this art form, you know, this craft. And I think that comes from, you know, having done a lot of it in high school and in college, you know, to where, you know, you're not just acting, you know, many times you're directing your peers, you're painting the sets, you know, you're painting the flats if you have to. So acting is certainly first and foremost, you know, my passion. It was my first love. But, I mean, the directing, the writing, and, you know, even having to you know, categorize it between film and television and stage, you know, I'd be really hard-pressed to make a choice. And I just feel extremely fortunate that I'm still asked to do it all, you know, that I still get paid to do what I love. And that's, you know, believe me, I'm eternally grateful for that. And stand there in the wings every night before this show and before the curtain goes up, just really, you know, thanking my lucky stars that I have the honor to do this.
A diplomatic answer to a difficult question.
There you go.
I'm always looking for Iowa ties. You mentioned earlier you'd been through playing with the band. I'd seen that a couple of your films, like Sioux City, there's a Sioux City, Iowa.
Yeah.
And, of course, La Bamba, Richie Valens died in the Iowa plane crash. Were you in Iowa to shoot either of those, or have you shot anything else here?
No, I have not. Although, you know, it's wonderful. My manager, his family lives there, so he's going to be coming up, and there, you know, I'm going to be doing a number of events supporting, you know, local Iowa causes, and you know, always happy to lend a hand locally, you know, whenever I pull in. So I'm really looking forward to getting into, you know, what is what really, you know, what I consider to be the heartland of America.